41.
Your wake-up call, Al-Qaeda is in many ways stronger than it was before 9/11 because it's mutated and spread and it can come out of some different directions, and Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is probably the most deadly of all the Al-Qaeda affiliates. The threat was so specific as to how enormous it was going to be, and also there were certain dates were given, but it didn't specify where it's going to be. You can't criticize them for doing too little with Benghazi and not criticize them for doing too much. I'm giving them credit for saying they learned from Benghazi, and that's why they're firming up the embassies, but also as far as this worldwide alert, I think it's absolutely warranted in this situation.
All right, are you worried the terrorist threat has led to the closure of 22 U.S. embassies and they are searching us randomly at our airports and at our sports stadiums? There is heightened alerts and securities, and in other places too as well. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, happy to be with you here as a skipper on America tonight. Maybe some of you are taking last minute vacations or staycations, or maybe you're like the rest of America and you're stringing those jobs together, trying to get what you possibly can, a day here and a day there. So it is always disconcerting to hear vague references to the possibilities. Geez, we're concerned. There's specific dates and times and possibilities here in the United States. Great. What do we have to be worried about? So you heard Pete King there, the congressman from New York. He's the chairman of the House Subcommittee on Counterterrorism and Intelligence. He was part of the Sunday shows and talked about the fact that they had to close the embassies, that this is serious, in fact, the most serious Al-Qaeda threat in years. And now we go to where does your mind jump? Okay, so we're closing embassies temporarily in these sometimes hellish places in the Middle East. What are we doing in the United States? We're randomly searching people at the gates of airports. I was at the airport today. I was randomly searched along with a bunch of other people where they just did exactly that. They went through the crowd and picked out one person here and one person there. I think it was kind of an eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing. And then they really didn't do much as far as they just kind of looked in a bag. What, you know, is this really helping us in any way to possibly stop a plot? But it did make me think, oh, they're worried about airports again. So something specifically must have been said about airports, or is this just the normal thing? Okay, we dive into this mode. Once something is said that might happen in the United States, no matter where it is, we're going to really beef up security at airports. Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia said that he hasn't seen anything like this since post 9/11. I mean, he hasn't seen any of this kind of stuff that it was, or pre 9/11. He saw this, you know, some of these warnings before pre-9/11, which is very scary. So it's very reminiscent of it that we didn't worry about it. We didn't take heed on 9/11 the way we should have. But here we go again. There's some specific things being said. So we've got to kick in with the right kind of planning as we come to the close of what would be the high holy days of Ramadan in Muslim countries that coincides with that. And here's the first, this is the question I wanted to know, and I wonder how many of you are thinking the same thing. All of the conversation about the NSA surveillance program, did any of this information come from that? Did any of this dump from the NSA surveillance program? Chambliss, thank goodness somebody finally asked that question. And he said that yes, that some of the information on this current plot came from the NSA surveillance program. And he said, you know what, I know it's controversial, I know it's sensitive, but I'm just telling you, this is where it came from. If we didn't have the programs, we wouldn't be able to listen in on what we heard. We wouldn't know what we know now. That's huge news. And he was specifically was saying, without being too specific, that they were allowed to listen overseas, and it wasn't domestically, but it was overseas, and that's where the planning is taking place. And so that's what they were listening before. They're saying high-level people in Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula talking about a major attack. So we're on high alert here in this country. It's not just in the Middle East. It's not all these embassies in the Middle East and Africa, but also in the United States. They're starting to do a few things that they haven't done in a very long time. King says, well, this is our wake-up call. Because Al-Qaeda, even though some people have been taken out, is still stronger than it was before 9/11 because they've mutated and they've spread like a wicked disease in a lot of different locations. And the most deadly, we know, is in Yemen, in Afghanistan, Pakistan, that border there. So they're telling Americans who are traveling to be especially cautious overseas with public transportation and sites for tourists. And because, you know, that's the thing, previous terror attacks, where do they focus on? Rail, subway, airplanes, and boats. So, you know, the State Department has a whole bunch of alerts out there. Do you feel as though, with the wider net that was cast, do you feel as though this we're heading off a potential disaster? And do you feel that much more secure? Like I said, I was somebody who was randomly searched at the gate. And I can tell you I was carrying a box of saltwater taffies, pretty much was what I had. And I think they were doing what I said, the eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing. There wasn't any kind of a method to it. I watched the patterns, and there wasn't a method. I think that the TSA people that they sent around to the different gates just cherry-picked, kind of counting numbers, it looked like to me, that that's what they were doing. So, you know, and some people would say, if you're a conspiracy theorist at heart, that this is just trumped up, that there was time for distraction. So here's your distraction. So they issue the travel alert, they close down the embassy, and talk about being more diligent and to be careful if you are especially traveling overseas. So the threat comes when the NSA started spying on all of us. You could say that was convenient timing. Oh, 7 weeks ago, people were freaking out. Not even 7 weeks, it was less than that. Ed Snowden, who was the whistleblower, got the heat and was the center of attention, and the NSA was humiliated by the fact that they had to now justify the spying that they do on all of us, and then the debate about is it constitutional or, you know, not. Is it incredibly unconstitutional? So that kind of information, throwing it out, does that make us safer? Or does that also create an opening? That's what I have to wonder. Because now all the fuss has been made, so does that make the people who were plotting say, I'm going to tuck this plot away for now? Because I think the United States somehow understands what we're doing conveniently because, oh, they have this NSA program in place. Do you smell a rat? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. You want to throw in your two on the flip side.
There's a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I know you're breathing. Are you breathing a sigh of relief? Do you feel that much more comforted to know that, yes, there are people that are trying to attack us, but we are ready. We are going after people at the airports, and we're trying to do everything we can to brace for a possible attack. You know, it goes back to that whole thing of how do you shut down or how do you protect people from what you cannot 100% say is secure. How can you ever say we are 100% secure in this country? And the answer is, of course you can't. And the reason you can't is because there is always the possibility of threats, where there is always the possibility that someone gets through and gets on another plane again. I hope not. But some of the ridiculous things that I see happen at airports, I have to say, it doesn't make me feel that much more secure. Now, I'll stand by something that I've said for a long time here in America Tonight. If you really, really wanted to have a great shot at terrific security in an airport, it would cost a lot of money. You would have to have more former agents, FBI agents maybe, who retire and they're ready to come out of retirement to just do something that they're good at, or former cops, detectives, that kind of thing. Because they know what to look for, those kinds of people, versus the guy who's yawning, not paying attention. Now, listen, I don't even want to beat up on the TSA because they're such an easy target. When you're cruising for people to work at the gates in the airport off of pizza boxes, it pretty much tells you how seriously you take your security. Everybody wants to point to El Al at the airline in Israel, but, of course, Israel's a smaller country. I get that, comparing our airports and how big the United States is in a free, free country is pretty tough to do, because there are some big differences. But I still say the money would be well spent. And it would be beef up the security, beef up the feeling that we feel secure, I think. I know I would feel that way. You got some ex-cops there, ex-detectives. There's a better chance. And, of course, then they're profiling. They wouldn't call it profiling, but that's exactly what they're doing. Why we avoid saying the word profiling, where we want to compare ourselves, we want to see what other people do to shut down terrorist threats as much as they can. And that's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. So the specific deal on the websites is the closures of these bases, or not bases, these embassies, they're like bases, is because they're calling it an abundance rather of caution. And that it's not, in some cases they're saying it's not an indication of a new threat, that they shut down embassies in Central and East Africa, in Iraq, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, all of those places. And the reason they did it is because of Ramadan and some reports that they had heard and that kind of stuff. But I would have to think there is much more relevance than that. I think that Saxby Chambliss, who was on one of the Sunday shows, in fact, he was on Meet the Press on NBC, saying that the intelligence was reminiscent of what we saw pre-9/11 is enough to convince me that there's much more going on than we are being led to believe. And think about what a Saturday meeting of this magnitude would mean. You have in a room the FBI, the CIA, and National Security Agency directors, not their minions. You have Secretary of State John Kerry. You have Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel. You have Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey reviewing the threat over the weekend. And then you have National Security Advisor, remember her, Susan Rice, chairing the meeting Saturday afternoon to review the situation and figure out what their action plan was. So it must be significant. Whatever the threat is, it must be significant. And that the intent was to attack the West, not just U.S. interests. So, following suit, France, Germany, and the U.K. also shut down their embassies in Yemen as the start of the work week in that area gets close. Very scary to me. I want to know the specifics. What was the big plot that they had that they knew that they were so concerned about? What was it that they had to deal with over the weekend? And you think about now, too, coming up, what are we getting close to? Another 9/11 remembrance. And, boy, I just hope whatever it is, whatever the information is, that they've got people all over smothering this, reviewing this threat. It sounds like they did over the weekend anyway. So that is a very, very good thing in my book. And that's why I encountered what I encountered at the airport. Unfortunately, that's just misguided. It's just misguided. More recesses, better people that are more equipped to sense certain things and people coming through, I think would be a much better way to go. A much better way to go. And, you know, we keep trying to get our arms around the NSA scooping into our private data. Whether they say, well, we never use your specific phone number, we're not culling through your records. There's somewhere in the back of our mind where we just can't help it. It's wiggling around back there as, oh, you're trampling on my Constitution. So then I saw this story over the weekend that the FBI agents that are trying to pull down as much criminal types or organizations or whatever you will, that they're trying to really focus, this is their emphasis, they have allowed their informants to break the law more than 5,000 times in a single year. Oof. In a single year. And that's buying, selling drugs. That's probably what most of them are doing. They may be taking the money and just putting it right back in. As soon as they get it, it might just be going right back out the door. Plotting robberies, that's not good. So this was from a report a couple of years ago that was done from the FBI. And this whole idea of the FBI tracking crimes by informants has just, I mean, huge. Remember, they let Whitey Bulgert operate his crime ring in exchange for information on the mafia. And that may be one of the more famous groups that were put together. So he was doing the opposite thing. He was trying to take them down. So I think, and the only rumors I heard, to be honest, were the usual ones, though, we always hear coming out of New York, that it's the bridges and the tunnels that they were looking at because they felt it would be easy to pierce that bubble, which I'm not so sure about that, but they think it would be easier to hit a very porous Manhattan versus some of the other places, I guess, that are on the list that have been discussed, is what I'm assuming, because we don't know the specifics of it. So at one point, do you say a source is worth it, not worth it? Where do you cut the cord on that one if you're interested in cutting the cord? Because an informant who's connected on the streets can bring this information that we're talking about, can hear something, and boom, a light bulb moment goes off in your head, and you understand, this is where I need to call somebody and bring in help. Bringing in reinforcements is important. Hey, if you want to wake up and rattle the rafters, you can at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. A lot of people send into the mailbag, and boy, did I go through a lot of mail. Some of them terrific thought went into what you had to say, which is always so overwhelming to me. This is, and I've said it before, but this is one of the best audiences when it comes to sending email. I mean, of course, calling us, but also sending emails. I get an avalanche of snail mail every single day. Every single day. And you were all over the map in this one, by the way. Also coming up, we've got a daily salute. This is a really, really good one. Someone who, from the bottom of his heart, is philanthropic, does not have to be doing the things that he's doing, but gladly is overtaking certain projects. So we've got a daily salute, somebody that's sort of recognizable, depending on how long you've been watching Tube and if you watch the credits or not. You know, it's like when you're at the movie theater, some people stay and they watch the credits. The same thing with the Tube anymore. You either are watching the credits or you turn away. So this is a guy who's uber, uber famous. He gets our daily salute, but you're going to have to sit and figure out who it is, because that's not coming up next. Coming up next, we check the emails here on America Tonight.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win a grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo.
All right, we're at it again here on America Tonight, Swinging for the Fences. Remember, you can always pop in, too, at 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney here on ATN. And you can hit us up, Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of stuff. You go to americatonight.net. All roads lead through the website. It's just so much easier, right? Everything's there, including some of the things you might have missed from the show, some segments we've done in the past. We've really interviewed a lot of terrific people. Last week you heard a lot of that over the years so far, because here we are more than halfway through. So shocking to me. I know I say this, it seems like at least four or five times a year. Maybe that's a sign of getting older, I don't know. But it does really feel to me that we're kind of just in the beginning of the summer, but here we are pretty much saying bye-bye to the summer. And what a way to end the summer or have those last-minute vacations than to hear, whoops, you better really check where you're going because we're on heightened alert. You would not believe the information we have, but we can't tell you the information. But we are telling you that we know what Al-Qaeda is up to because we've been listening in, thanks to the NSA program, by the way, that we have in place. And so all of you who are upset about our surveillance, shame on you because we wouldn't know about the plots if we didn't have that in place. It might even be a little bit convenient. Anybody think that's a little bit convenient? See, I think once you tell people, okay, look, we have this massive plot, we're shutting down embassies in the Middle East, in areas all over the place, and this is a Western alert. It's kind of all over the place. But what does that mean? Are we just throwing darts at a dartboard? Pretty much you've released it. So what were the threats? Specific times and dates of what? Blowing up an airport, blowing up a plane, blowing up a train. We think they're going to still go through with the plot now that it's all over the place. It seems doubtful. Wouldn't they re-rack? Or is it just a ruse? It's very confusing. What is released and what isn't released these days is, I guess, what is confusing. You tell us there's a serious plot. We know the times, the dates, but we're not going to tell you. And, man, I could not get anything out of the Pentagon. And neither could anyone else, because at least so far, I have not seen any specifics. All right, I said we would check the mailbags, so without further ado, let's head there.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one comes to us from Jake in Austin. He says, Kate, I'm missing you. I wanted to talk about this crazy threat that we're hearing about. Don't you think it's interesting that we're having this debate over surveillance and so many of us are furious over the fact that our information has been picked apart, whether it's just picked apart through a strainer or a little bit closer than that, it doesn't matter. Then you have this whole thing with Edward Snowden as he goes through the lengths that he's going through as a whistleblower to stay out of the United States because they're going to absolutely go after him. It is just strange, the timing, I think, because then isn't the belief that people would back off and say, well, see, there you go. I mean, we could have been blown up in downtown Manhattan. I could have been on a plane from Cleveland, Ohio. I might have been in California by the port area, and they were talking about explosive devices that were coming in that way. But we don't know what the specifics are. The only thing I think is if you're going to tell everybody, hey, you wouldn't believe the information we got. You're going to go on all the Sunday shows, and you're going to hear a lot of people say that are on the House Intelligence Committee, boy, it's mind-blowing. This is the most stuff we've ever gotten since, you know, even this is stuff that we saw before 9/11 and we didn't pay attention to it, so now we're paying attention. I mean, why not even release it at this point? Because are they going to go through with whatever it is, these different forms of Al-Qaeda or affiliates or whatever? I'm thinking, you know, maybe not. Maybe they won't do it. So anyway, I just kind of took off on what Jake had to say there, and I agree that, you could really question the timing of it. Sure. I don't doubt that there's threats every single day. We know that. I mean, come on. That's not a shocker. What's serious, what's not, you know, and trying to differentiate that and looking at where worldwide we're talking about, you might see some action and saying it's tourist places. Well, are tourist areas just completely targeted? You know, I've always thought that if we saw another attack, they would try to hit a stadium. Someplace big, someplace compact, someplace where there's a lot of people. A stadium, maybe a bridge, subways, we know that's a common thing and might be an easier target. It depends on where and how they get through and what kind of device we're talking about, too. I mean, what kind of a device is it that comes through or that you can get on a plane or you can get on the other side or whatever it might be that would allow them to do something to a plane or something with a bag or, you know, whatever it might be. All right, here we go. We got another one here from Joe listening to us in Florida. Kate, I've been listening to the show now for a couple of weeks. I have to say I enjoy your offerings. Wondering if you're going to buy a Powerball ticket. I realize you talk about a lot of politics and some serious subjects, but I think it's interesting that the Powerball jackpot has gone into full spread mania. Will you get a ticket, and will the rest of the crew get a ticket? Well, of course we'll get a ticket. 400 million reasons why, because all it takes is one set of numbers. So would I take a wad of money and buy hundreds and hundreds of tickets? No, I wouldn't do that. But would I buy a ticket or two? Sure, for fun, if nothing else. Couple of bucks, that's okay. I actually saw somebody, I was in line getting a paper one time at one of those news agencies, And I saw somebody, the guy in front of me, the lottery was higher. It wasn't anywhere near what it is now, but it was higher. And he pulled out just, it looked like a fistful of cash. Boom, I'll take as many as this can buy. And I thought the poor guy behind the counter was going to have a heart attack because he had people in line. He had to figure out how much that was. Well, it's great that you threw this cash at me, but I have all these other people to worry about. So Saturday, nobody won, and that pumped it up to $400 million for the Powerball. You know what the odds are of matching all six numbers? One, I mean, I know I've said this number before, but one in 175.2 million. I mean, those odds are not great. I have one in 175 million chances of winning. Now, if you did win, would you not feel like the luckiest person on the planet? Because that's luck, my friends. If you can say, well, geez, the odds were 1 in 175 million. Powerball is in 43 states, Washington, D.C., U.S. Virgin Islands, but so many other places, too, in between. And a lot of people will play that maybe don't normally play. It maybe gets pumped up. I wouldn't be stunned by this to a little bit more than the 400 million. But offices, I think, will go in together. A lot of times that happens. Somebody, you know, they get computer picks or whatever, and the number comes up, or somebody puts in some other numbers, which they can. And I got to think that, the frenzy over it will be very, very big. All right, this one's from Lindsay, who says, I've been following along on this Snowden deal. I have to tell you, I'm a 22-year-old college student, and I think Snowden is a hero. I know that some people trash him, say that he used his position, one of his 15 minutes of fame. I don't think so. Would he really want this? I'm going to say no. Say he's a good old-fashioned whistleblower who's not going to get much credit whatsoever, but he'll know that he did the right thing. And especially if you watch the reactions of so many others to what's happened in the United States, I think he absolutely did the right thing. So now everybody's watching Snowden and what's going to happen to him. He worked for the NSA. He was a contractor anyway for them. He leaks details of the surveillance program. And especially now with the tug of war over the internet and this has just escalated. This has escalated all over the place. John Kerry's trying to figure out what to do. They're watching to see, is he going to make the jump to Latin America? And, I mean, this has more twists in this plot than, you know, they say that about real life imitating art, basically. Imitating the storylines that are out there in Hollywood. This one you just couldn't write. I mean, you just couldn't write it. You couldn't come up with this stuff. But it's true. It's all true. So Snowden, contractor, looking for asylum, self-imposed exile, waiting to see what's going to happen. And I say that he, I don't know. I'm split on this because I believe we need whistleblowers and people who can reveal information that is stunning to us. We didn't realize how bad something was or defending a freedom or whatever it might be. So in that sense, I would say bravo. But in the other sense, I would say he put us in a whole world of hurt, too, as well. And then the decision as to what's crossed over the line, what's battering the Constitution, what should be done. And now all these other countries also have information about what we think is needed as far as surveillance in their backyard. All right, I promised that we would do a daily salute. I've got a good one for you. That's coming up on the flip side. Remember, you can always send me your emails, too, americatonight.net. Have you ever
ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask. We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why smart patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
Born. The nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad.
All right, coming up, football, fools, and freeloaders. But before we go there, here in our last segment on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, a reminder, I know you're awake out there. So if you're on your five-hour energy, give us a call at 855-266-5283. Do you think there's anything suspicious with the timing of this? We're on high alert in the NSA program. Saved us. Thank goodness for the NSA. If we didn't have them, we would have never been able to stop all these plots that we don't know the specifics on. Okay. So, my daily salute goes out to this guy who's always had a big heart and realizes that he was lucky for the fortune that he amassed. And his name is Sam Simon. You probably know his tag team partner, Matt Groening. He created The Simpsons, so he was the co-creator. He's the writer-producer, along with Groening, and he's incredibly funny. But besides being funny, he's known for how much help, how philanthropic the guy is in a very tight-wadded community. I mean, really. So he's been in show business. At some point, he's like a showrunner at Taxi for the television show Taxi when he was 24. And he's had all kinds of contributions to all kinds of, you know, pet charities and people, things for children, all kinds of amazing things. But this is sadly what's happened is he was diagnosed with colon cancer this spring. And the diagnosis was terminal colon cancer. Then, so this happened in May. And they actually told him his prognosis was 3 to 6 months to live. So he decided, okay, 3 to 6 months to live, he's going to make sure that he already donates tens of millions annually to charities, but now he's going to specifically earmark it for certain charities. And I have to say that as he's sitting here and he's with friends and writing still here and there and doing Simpson things and whatever, he's, you know, riddled with this cancer. He's taking chemo. It's wiping him out, but he's still determined to get it all on paper. And see, that's that you got to give to get kind of thing. And this guy, to me, has given, even when he didn't have a bunch of money, and then naturally, as he started to make money, he started to give more of the money away. So to that, I say bravo to Sam Simon, and doesn't he deserve a little applause? Woohoo! I think so. Deserves it because he didn't, you know, he gave away money, like I said, before he even had money, and now he's fighting this horrible thing, and, you know, there's that tendency to feel sorry for yourself, but he's still doing what he has to do. He's still spending the money that he spent before and taking care of people, and to me, there's something to that, since so many others just don't do it. You would think, I don't know, how much money can you spend? You would think it would kind of be the opposite. Now, I'm not saying there's not philanthropic people in Hollywood. There are. But the fact that he was there and he was giving so much right from the start, there's something about that. He wasn't looking for headlines. He wasn't looking to have people fall all over him because he gave back some things. He was now looking to really help people, and he was able to do that thanks to the success of The Simpsons, especially. And that was what made him really wealthy, and he didn't let up. He didn't hoard his money. There's absolutely, in my book, whether you're a famous person, not a famous person, whatever, but there's something about being generous when nobody's looking, because you're not looking for platitudes, accolades, any of that kind of stuff. You're just getting it done. You see a need, you have a few extra shekels in your pocket, you feel blessed, and that's what you do. You give some money back. You give some money back. So, bravo. All right, so we have mixed in a couple of other things. Football was also on the on the top of my mind, I think, today, because I think I've nailed the score. Don't forget, we do it during the season. Our game is randomly picked, and you tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be, and, you know, we'll go from there. You may win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight, because we always have new things that are coming into the prize closet. And you could be our next winner. You could be our next big winner. Some of the things we've given away have been pretty exciting. GPSs, a whole bunch of other things, macaroons. So you never know what you're going to win with America Tonight. What's that old saying, Forrest Gump? Life's like a box of chocolates. Could that be more true? Right. So there was some football, and which is what I was alluding to getting to finally. Cowboys got rid of the Dolphins 24-20, but boy, they let Miami in that fourth quarter, the final quarter. Miami scored 17 points, and finally Dallas put up 7, and that's what pulled them away in the end. But I don't, that defense wasn't looking good in those last couple of quarters. Woo! So now, finally, on the field, everybody listening to me, I know you think your team is going to win it all. Because everybody's a winner at the beginning of the year. That's how it goes. Yeah, I have a good chance of winning the Super Bowl. We haven't even played a down yet, but okay. Sure, I'll do it. I'll worry about it. Yeah, I don't think so. All right, so for our fouls, so for football, that was the Hall of Fame game, by the way, the Hall of Fame game in the books for this year. This story, to me, when I say fools, football and fools, you know, is there a bigger fool than Major Hassan, who is the accused Fort Hood shooter? So, do you know it has been 4 years since that shooting? I can't believe it, but it has been. So, Major Nidal Hassan doesn't deny that he carried out the November 2009 attack on Fort Hood, Texas. 13 people died, 30 others were wounded, and then there were tons of people who saw it happen. But he is charged with 13 specifications of premeditated murder and 32 specifications of attempted premeditated murder. So 13 officers from around the country who hold Hassan's rank or higher will serve on the jury for a trial that will take 1 month, I think, maybe even longer. Wow. Victims, relatives, the dead people, that's probably who's going to jump on the witness stand. If you're painting a picture, someone's got to speak for them, so that's what you'll see. Because they can find him guilty and sentence him to death, they have to be unanimous to convict Hassan of murder and sentence him to death. Then they could do that too as well. So 3/4 of the panel must vote for an attempted murder conviction. Isn't this interesting? You're going to hear from all these victims. It's taken that long. It's been blown off. Yeah, this time it's not going to be blown off. Mark my words on that one.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.